Okay, so back in the Hesoros Tshuva, so we did already the two Tshuvas, one about whether the Indian of making Shavuos late on the first night, and the question about whether you could Mekabel Yontif Sheni early on Shavuos. Those were the shiurim that we had the past couple of days.
We do neither.
Okay.
Since I do, we just said they're allowed.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So he has here two more tshuvas regarding Musaf that might be very interesting. So let's take a look on page 10, Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin. I mean, the first tshuva is, you know, if you're not a person that says tikkun, which most of us aren't, on the night of Shavuos, you know, they say the Vilna Gaon used to say, tikkun, and other people, they say if you're from the Dublin Magid, the Vilna Gaon, he knew everything. So now he could just dabble in tikkun, you know, and something like that. You know, but most of the people aren't that madrega yet to say, you know. So he says, on page 10, Had the Nogim Shin, Urim Belel Shavuos, Akorim Betorah, Ma'at Mikol Sedra, right? V'chein Nevi'im Uksuvim, V'shisha Sidre Mishnah, Ma'at, B'tchilos of the Sofo. In other words, like they said for the Vilna Gaon, like if you're somebody who knows Kol HaTorah Kula, so it's like you have a store and you're showing, like, you know, you put in your in the front window, you know, samplings. But that's if you're somebody who has everything, so now you just put up samplings. So that's what the tikkun is. It's like samplings from Tanakh, samplings. So he says, Yeshli tet smach lezem had the isa b'yishoynim. So this fascinating thing, he quotes from the Beis Yosef. D'masha anu musifim b'kdusho shol musaf b'shabbos v'yontif t'chilos shma Yisrael, right? We say in Kedusha. And then we add ani Hashem Elokeichem. So what is that? Well, why do we put that in Kedusha? Tiknu ha-ga'onim mitam shimei rav gozer the yugzer. If you look in the footnote, he says, "Beis Yosef Shem Hevi Deshmo Haya Yugzur." Yeah, that was his name. Lufiza. So he says, "So this person Melch Poras, he made a gzeira shelo yikoru Yisrael Kriyashma." So there was a gzeira that on page 11, that Klal Yisrael couldn't say Kriyashma, right? Couldn't say Kriya Shema. V'tikdu chacham she'oso dor l'hosev b'kdusha parsha Shema Yisrael lo matchilas Kriya Shema v'sofo. So basically what we're doing is we're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, and we're saying the end, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hagam she'in yotzim b'zeh Kriyas kol ha-gimel parshas, because mokshom nechshav lohem ki'il kara kol ha-gimel parshas. So it's sort of like a zecher of sorts. That if you can't, in the time of Gzeres HaMalchus, that you couldn't say it, so they would put like a zecher to say it in Kedusha. V'yeshu hamdik dover zeh b'shmo shel melech parah shenikra yugzer the tevas dio, that was a pair of shnayim. Dio means two. Dio gozer she gozer kriya shmo v'gzorim. So that's why they called him that. Because he was the one that caused us to make Kriya Shema in two parts. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, Shema Chad, and then the last. Hagam Shachachach, Nispatel Hagzeira, Mikol Mokom Takon Rishon, Alo Zozo Mimkom. So this is a remnant from when there was Taka Hagzeira that we couldn't say Kriya Shema. So even though the gzeira is batel, we still
The point is that we're reading the entire Tanakh Torah and the Vayim and the Mishnayos.
Right. So we're doing like a sampling. So you take something from the beginning, something from the end, and that's what the... And basically you're showing Kol HaTorah Kula. So that was... So that was a parallel to that, and that's why they say like the Vilna Gaon did it, because if sort of like he was showing a sampling of Kol HaTorah Kula. Oh, but, and the next piece Simen Reish Ches Tzadi, you don't want to say the other way, mm-hmm. because you don't want to use the word right. So he says, "B'tam she'in maskirim b'musaf the shavuos kifsei atzeres u'shtei alechem." So we know that in Shavuos there was the pasuk says in Parshas Emor that you count the sheva shabbosos, and then you craft a micha chadosh al Hashem, and you bring shtei alechem, and then together with the lechem. You bring the kvasim. You craft the lechem shivas kvasim to me in the shana of harecha be'enchav elu shnayim. V'asisim si'ir izi mechad l'chatas. And then shnei kvasim b'nei shana l'zevach shlomim. So the shnei lechem had the on Shavuos that the shivas kvasim to me in the shana, and then you had the shtei kvasim that you would bring. So how come these korbanos are not mentioned in the musaf? But we mention all the korbanos in the musaf.
Is it a musaf? I mean, I didn't know when it was brought on the day. Was it brought the time the musaf was brought?
Right. Oh.
I don't know.
Right. So when were these things? Yeah, so let's see.
It's a musaf in the sense that it's no musaf.
Right.
But on the end of the cover, musaf has a specific meaning.
Right, so let's see what he says. Well, we do the avoda, but on Yom Kippur, so in the Song of Shmon Esrei, we don't say the whole avoda, all the different things they brought. And kein kasha lama ein maskirim biyom beishol Pesach kivsei ha'omer in the korban omer in the Shmon Esrei. So he writes, yesh lomer shem kippurim somchim al kriyas haTorah. He says, look in footnote Beis, Rebbe Eshel Avram, Shekhas of the Misha Mispal Musaf Shal Shabbos, B'Shabbos Chol Amoy, V'Hizkir Ein HaMa'ora Ba'avodah Yotza, HaGam Dul Hizkir Kabonis Musaf, Yeshol Yotza Moshon Korah B'Torah. So he quotes here from the Eshel Avram, that say it's Shabbos Chol Amoy, and you said the regular Shabbos Musaf, not the Yontif Musaf. But you were maskir
Shabbos b'shom nasa is called nasa.
V'hiskir main hamora ba'avoda. And in other words, and you mentioned, say you said yalav yavol. So in other words, it was supposed to be chol hamoed. So therefore, you on a Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos chol hamoed, you'd say the yantav dika. Musaf, but you did a regular Shabbos Musaf, which doesn't have the korbanos of.
And it doesn't mention Bas Musaf Yom Chag HaMatzos.
Yeah, it doesn't mention the korbanos for the Musaf of HaMatzos. But he says Hagam Dlo Hiskir korbanos Musaf. He says Yeshlom the Yotza B'Masha Kora B'Toyra. In other words, it's not Makiv in the Musaf. In other words, you don't say that you were delaying. That's what the Eshel Avram says. Oh, so he says, "Yine yesh lo b'shav yom kippur somchim al kriyas haTorah shu takanas Moshe Rabbeinu shu yosholim binyana shal yom." Chaim b'yom beis the Pesach korim korban ha'omer uksirasa u'diavin mitzvah b'yom kasher. So he says, so you read it, you don't have to say in the Shmon Esrei. He said in the Leini. V'shvuas yesh lo b'chaim yesh korim b'yom ha'bikurim ba'krivchem minchah kadosha u'shtei alechem. So you said it in the laning as well. Yeah. So then he continues. Uman dober benochas shekiv se aseres ma'akvas b'men lahim b'chlal. Having made a gemara she'osim she'parshas emor him osim she'parshas pinchas and came kvar hiske b'musaf. For all the hatena, yeah. But the question is, you don't read Yom HaBikurim on Shavuos. You said, "Had you been more Megillah, if I had the Korim from after the Korbanos the Musaf, Yom HaRavga Takanas Rav Amram gone." It wasn't the original Takana to read the Korbanos of Musaf on Yontif, so that was a later Takana. And he says, "Odim sabchina kriyas haTorah lam malanu lahaskir haKorbanos betfilas Musaf v'Rosh Chodesh v'Chol Moed Sukkos haveh b'osam yomim mikir takaras chacham korim b'Korbanos diyom." In other words, it's really a din that you don't say with the kriyas haTorah. So then, why on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed and Sukkos we read the mikir adin? We read the Korbanos, and we still say them in the Shmon Esrei. So he wants to say like this: "Lachein nira lani as daiti the ikar atam shel tefilas musaf yan shat Torah kitcha es hayom azeh beKorbanos yiseris." Because this day has a special kedusha, which behooves us to bring extra Korbanos, like Rabbi Alter just said, it's a musaf, your mosif. Lachein tiktu chazal tefila yiseris. So they. Whereas we have extra karbanos, so we're going to have an extra tefillah paralleled to the extra karbanos. The koros of musaf may shem mitam musaf hayom tiknu also. That since the yom has an extra kedusha, so we, which we bring extra karbanos, so we're going to have an extra tefillah. Mel tiknu haskei ba musaf the yom. In other words, how come we don't mention the Korban Tamid in Shmon Esrei and Musaf on any Musaf? Al Korchan ain't the Ikar Atam. Rak Kenegdim Tiknu Lavoda Kodesh Baruch Bavoda Shi Belev. Whereas the word is they were Masakim Shachris. So that's it. You don't have to say the Korbanos. So here, we'll look in footnote down. He explains. After the Korbanos Rabbeinu, the Iker Tefilas Musaf will nikkur gvein haskir bo es piksukei haKorbanos. It's not pshat that we gave the Korbanos, so now we're supposed to mention the Korbanos. El Iker Atakana Haisal Mispal. It's just to be Mispal al Tefila Yisera. Machmash. Kedushas Hayom. The Iker Takana was to have an extra tefillah because there's an extra kedusha to this day, and the kedusha manifests itself that we bring extra korbanos. But it's not pshat that those korbanos we have to mention. The pshat is that it's an extra. There's an extra kedusha, and that extra kedusha manifests itself. So therefore, we have an extra tefillah. That's why they were masakin, because this extra kedusha, which manifests itself that way, it's that was the regular thing that they did. It's not pshat that we're trying to mention the tefillas keneged midim, whatever, doesn't mean that therefore we have to mention that korban in the Shmon Esrei. One second, Haraya, we don't mention the korban tamid in Shachris, right? We never mention it. So the point is that they were misaken an extra tefillah, because this day has extra kedusha. Now the extra kedusha has to manifest itself in extra korbanos, but that doesn't mean we have to say those korbanos. Just not that we don't say the korban talmud. This is kedega tamidim. So why don't we say the korban talmud? So he says no. You don't have to manifest it. In other words, since we have the korban talmud, so we say shachris, and we don't even mention the korban talmud. By Musaf, so you don't have to mention the Karbanos of Musaf, really. You don't even have to mention the Karbanos of Musaf, because the idea only is that you're adding, there's an extra Kedusha to that day, so that extra Kedusha manifests itself, the more Karbanos, so we have an extra Tefillah. And that's, so we happen that we mentioned the some of the Karbanos, but it's not like it's parallel that you have to therefore mention every extra korban that's brought that day. It's a keneged tignu. Others might say differently that was keneged that even though it's keneged to meet them, but Musaf some mafarshim explain that's shalma parim svaseinu. That's why there's no Musaf. There's no tashlumin. By Musaf, because it's that's keneged, you know, keneged the korbanos. That's mamish like the korbanos. And then you have to say like Rabbi Alter said that these korbanos are not necessarily Musaf. They're just extra korbanos. But we don't. There was anything that's in Parshas Pinchas. That's called Musaf. In other words, what makes something Musaf versus, you know, or other korbanos that you brought that's not Musaf? So the answer is that the Shnei Halachim is not called Musaf. It's only to be Mater Chodesh, or in the Mikdash or something like that. So those are extra korbanos. So the extra korbanos didn't have a Shem Musaf. Rav Hutna has a piece in his Sefer. He wants to know what's Pshat. What's pshat with the Ashkenazim?
A lot of people ask that question.
Yeah, what's pshat with the Ashkenazim? What's wrong with the Ashkenazim that we say Shir Shalom after Musaf? So if you say Shir Shalom after Shachris, so that's good because that's when the Shir Shalom was said with the Talmid Shal Shachar. So why are the What's with the Ashkenazim? Why do they say Shir Shalom? And even you people, right?
Oh, we say after Shachris.
Oh, you say after Shachris.
Even on Rosh Chodesh, the weekday.
You see? So the Yekis.
That's right. We say Shir Shalom.
You see? So they do it. Yeah, but the rest of the Ashkenazic world, see, maybe we're all wrong. You know?
But what
reason is given? So Rav Hutna has a thing like this. He says like this. Yeah, you have to say Shir Shalom together with the. You see, like this, he says a little bit different. His Horace Truva wants to say that all the davening is connected, is only connected the korban, and it's not like really the korban. It's connected the korban. So therefore, we're not medactic. We don't only say the korban tamid and shachar, and we don't say the kifseh tzeres. But Rav Hutna says no. The Tamid Shel Shachar is keneged, but it's not like you be makriv a korban. We don't even mention the psukim. But Musaf is like your makriv the korban. Because that's like the Shalman Purim so saying, like I think the Rishonim say. But he says, but how can you have a korban Musaf that we were makriv al yedei atvila if we didn't have a shachris that we was on that level? Because we didn't even mention the korban in the shachris. So Rav Hutna says, so it's impossible that we should have a korban musaf if we didn't have a korban shachris before, because musaf means a nosaf al kach. Oh, so he says, so it must be that when we say musaf, we're also saying the korban tamid, and because we say al olos hatamid. So Mimela, that is the ability now to make a musaf, because when we mentioned al olos hatamid, that was the tamid shel shachar. So Mimela, when we say shir shel yom after musaf, we're going back on al olos hatamid. And we couldn't do it in shachris, because shachris is not b'mkom the korban, it's keneged the korban. It's a zecher to the korban. But it's not ki'ilu hikriv korban. But musaf is ki'ilu hikriv the korban. Haraya, that's why it's a question whether women are chayiv in musaf or not, even though we, at the right point that we assume they are, but because they're not chayiv machtzis a shekel, so they're not part of that whole discussion there. So Mamela, that's why you bring a korban on. So the korban shel shachar is only mentioned in the tefilas musaf, because if you're going to have a musaf ki'ilu hikriv, and that's where there's no tashlumen, because you can't have tashlumen by korbanos avos mano batol korbano. There's no tashlumen. So therefore, but shachris there is, because shachris is connected to korban, but it's all mishum rachamim. So Mimela, but to make musaf, you have to have a shachris. So where's the shachris? So he says the shachris is al olos hatamid. When we say in musaf al olos hatamid, that's a shachris. And therefore, when we're saying shir shel yom, we're going back to al olos hatamid, which is mentioned in musaf, but in shachris not mentioned. That's his. That was his word. But he's saying a different idea that it's just an idea of being. Adding an extra tefillah, and the fact that we say the korbanos, that's not even likuva. That's not even likuva, because haraya, if a person, he quotes the Eishel Avram, that a person wouldn't even say the korbanos. You would think, if the musaf is mukom a korban, so that should be the ikar thing. If you miss the korban, you miss the whole ikar chasim and a sefer. So the answer is no. It's just a chiv to have an extra tefillah.
Well, he has to say it's for shock, but the nasil for Necho is.
No, but he's working even without that. He's working because you yotze with the Kriyas Maksha Karabatora.
Right, all you have to say is right.
Yeah.
But is on Shabbos Kolombay, you don't mention the Yantav, then you have that with them.
Yeah, so that's his. Okay, let's see one more tshuva on page 13 about the inyan lisanos b'isru chag shavuos. Shulchan Aruch says nakad rak osu lisanos b'motzoi chag shavuos. Shulchan Aruch says you can't fast on isru chag shavuos. Atam de osu lisanos, page 14. Kosu b'magad avram. Because if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so then when do we bring the korbanos of Shavuos? So we bring them afterwards. It's not Docha Shabbos. Hey, Mishnah Melech, Shehiksha, Hamastis and Chagiga Mucha Vimcha, then Shimchal Yos Beshabbos, Yom Tavu Achachar Shabbos, but Tar Behesbitanis Gadei Lohotzi, Pidasa Tzidukim, Shuriyatz, Tamir Achachar Shabbos, Chet Hikshu Gavgim Sharachonim. In other words, the Mishnah says in Chagiga that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so then you shech the korbanos after Shabbos, but you're Mutter behesped of Matinus, because then it looks like Right, in other words, if you're going to do it, if you're going to not have a hesped and tainus on that Sunday, then it's looking like you're giving into the tzidukim, that they say the Shavuos is always on Sunday. So therefore, we dafka say it's mutter behesped and tainus. Right, so that's what the Mishnah says. So the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, so how come we dafka? Since the Yom Tovuach is on Sunday, so therefore that's why we're asur mehesped of time. But it's against the Mishnah, this Magen Avraham. That's the kasha. We know that erev Pesach echav chatzos you can't do melacha mishum shekrivu a Pesach. Because that's when they were makriv the Pesach. And there's a din that whenever you bring a korban, you're not allowed to do malacha that day. In other words, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that every day should be asur because we bring the korban tamid. So that doesn't count. That has to be a special korban. It's not that korban tamid doesn't count.
You bring the korban.
Yeah. Pesach is private. Private, yeah. Asur malacha mishum
shekriva ha-Pesach. You bring a tolo.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Then you fast.
You have a it's a malacha.
You can't do malacha.
Right. Yom Shabbat Kriyma also lasses malacha. Okay, do Yerushalmi. That's the first toisus in Makom Shenogu. Mashu Yerushalmi Shu Daraisa. So it's a din Daraisa. Avsha Achshav Ba Batel HaKorban. So even though we don't have the Korban Pesach, but we still keep the Isser Malacha. Of some sorts. What did Yeshlom Hachan? The Kodim Hashayu Tzidikim. The Kodim Shahayu had Tzidukim. Shachal Ev at Shachal Atzeres B'Shabbes. As Iyom Echad Hayu Asurim B'Malacha with Hesped of Titus. Because that was the time, in other words, when there was the base of Mikdash. So when Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so on Sunday everyone was bringing the Korban, and therefore what? No one was doing malacha, right? Because everyone was bringing their korban. Korban chagiga, korban riya. Uvmeized esa yom shalach ha'atzeres tomid. So they were never doing malacha. V'chacha sharoa ha'tzidukim. So that's what they do. But then the tzidukim came, and then they said, oh, this is the day of Shavuos, really. And it really looked like it's Shavuos because no one was doing malacha. Hitiru hesped v'tainis biyom echad v'shachal atzeres b'shabbos b'pnei haton. So then, dafka, in those times when we weren't doing malacha on Sunday after Shavuos, Right, so they weren't doing malacha. But then the tzidukim came, and they said that this is really Shavuos. And look, haraya, everyone's not doing malacha. Hitiru hesped v'tainis v'yomechak shahal tzeres v'shav ne'atoin. Achshav shenisbatlu ha-tzidukim ha-isr ha-rishon shehaya kodim l'chem m'koma omeid. Rei rak b'shas ha-tzidukim hitiru chacham b'mos ha-zman ne'atoin. So that's what he's saying, that when the Magen Avraham says that it's also Hesped of Titus, because that's the Zman of Yom Tavuach, but the Mishnah says just the opposite. So he says that depends. The Mishnah was talking about originally when they were bringing the Karbanos and they weren't doing Malacha, right? So we weren't doing malacha. Shachal atzeres b'shabbos, and the tzedukim were saying, "Oh, this is the time." So therefore, we had to be matir. Lahotzi milivon shel tzedukim. We were matir, but today we don't have the tzedukim. So therefore, the issa comes back not to have a hefsped of tainus on the day after so we have to We had to be makel when the tzedukim, lehotzi milim mitzil shel tzedukim. So when the tzedukim were around, and we were bringing the karbanos, and we were going to do malacha, so then they matted the hesped of matayis. But when they're not around, then they were makel. Then they kept the iser, the original iser of not doing. Because there really should be an iser of on the day. It's also a hesped of matayis. It's a real yontif. You were bringing the karbanos, so it was a real yontif in those days. So b'meila, since it was a real yontif, so then. Is also a hesped of matayis. But then the tzedukim came around, and we had to lift the issur of hesped of matayis because then we were bringing credibility to the tzedukim, right? So therefore, we went ahead and we matered. That's what the Mishnah says. But then when the tzedukim and the zbatel, so then we go back to the original issur. So that's okay. What time is it now? We're going to start Chumash soon. Okay, so that's the. Then he has more. Maybe we'll see next week, etc. Okay, we'll stop here for now. So Be'ezr Hashem, and we'll do Chumash in a couple of minutes. And Be'ezr Hashem on Wednesday, we should we'll start a new limud about. We're going to do a little short like. Four or five packets worth on corporations in halacha, and how that
ribbis
and chamish aval. I'm more into chamish aval. We'll talk about ribbis also. But what is a corporation?
Yeah, you're more into what?
I'm more into the issue of the chamish aval of Pesach issue, but ribbis is also ribbis is daraisa, so it's more chamur dika issue, but. Because a lot of the stores here are chains, corporations, and the question is, if you have a corporation and you didn't, and you have chametz, did you really violate Bal Yerah? Or is a corporation a different type of entity, and is there a concept of Bal Yerah by a corporation, and hence will there be chametz aval al pesach or not? So that's a fascinating topic, and then we'll get back to what we were learning. Before that, the union of covered Shabbos and covered Oneg and covered Shabbos, and that will go through probably July or something, etc. Okay, so we'll stop now. We'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll.